There it is! There it is! Giddy up, baby! Giddy up! Tie ball game, Ryan Healy! Ryan Healy, have a series, son. That's home run number 22, his 59th RBI. Two today, and we're tied at 3-3.
It's a bad weekend. It feels like a really bad weekend. Which is all it is. I mean, we get a day off tomorrow. We come back a new series on Tuesday. We see these guys over in Seattle in about a week, but we'll be fine. This is not something we can't overcome. This is four games. That was a bad weekend.
How do you lose the hands?
Four games.
How do you lose the hands of a guy named Ryan who spells his name with an O and not an A? God, terrible.
Everything
just
is
terrible.
Fine.
It might be fine, but God, that was a terrible, disgraceful series against Seattle.
It's just four games preceded by another bad four games is all it is. But you need to break these things down to get into why you've lost eight in a row or what have you at home. I think it's the worst home losing streak since 2013.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they single-handedly let a above average Seattle team back into the division race by not finding a way to win at least one game. Even if they had just won yesterday, that would have represented over the four games a two-game swing in the standings. All they had to do is win once. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to kill Hector Rendon because he's largely been very good this season, even though we don't really trust him. But of all the saves to blow, you have two outs in the ninth inning. I think he had a strike as well. Of all the saves, just give up anything other than a solo home run to left field. Just anything other than that. Anything.
We are right back to Paul Gallant being completely terrified of any of the guys coming out of the bullpen outside of the one that's problematic. That's where we're at right now. This is annoying when they play against teams that are somewhere near their level, and I really hesitate to say that the Mariners are there. This keeps happening.
Well, the Mariners, for whatever the Mariners are, and you know, obviously they're early. Their early record was just kind of a freak aberration, and they're coming back down to more to earth, but they're a solid baseball team, and the Astros, with the way they're composed right now, with half their best players on the DL, like, you have to say, how much better than average are the Astros at this point right now?
Without
Altuve,
without Springer, yeah. without Correa at his best.
It's weird to say without Mariznick, but without Mariznick, because you have to replace him with Kyle Tucker, and Kyle Tucker is God knows what. Kyle Tucker, thank you, Kyle Tucker. You, my friend, are a Houston Astro, because you dominate in AAA, and then you're completely nothing when you come up to major leagues.
Look, for me, you look at the Mariners. I'm sorry. I know people talk about how their lineup is something that is above average to good. I'm sorry. I completely dismiss that idea. That's a load of crap. And also, we look at their starting rotation, too. All they have is James Paxton. Yet here we are looking at a team that I find fraudulent. That has just beaten the Astros in four games. And look, I had to deal with a bunch of Seattle Mariners fans.
Are they all coming after you now?
Right, yeah.
They got you bookmarked?
Look, I called them frauds a week ago. I said, you don't have to watch any Astros Mariners games, especially the late night ones, the rest of the year. Now I have to watch these stupid games.
Again,
that's the first thing.
How many more times this month? Three more times this
exactly.
month?
Exactly. Yeah. It's about me, number one. That's all that matters. I have to watch these games again. But second off, I mean, win one game.
One.
And honestly, you should win two. I don't care if
you're... Swing your bat, Kyle Tucker.
If you're missing some guys, you should beat this team. And every single game, whenever I was watching the Astros this weekend, I looked up, they were trailing. I looked up, they were trailing.
Yes.
I looked up, they were trailing. And then on Sunday, they were trailing. I'm doing a show talking about another baseball game. I look up again. Oh, instead of getting to watch Brooks Koepka dominate at the PGA Championship and Tiger Woods do Tiger Woods things, I have to flip back to watch Hector Rendon pooping his pants at Minute Maid Park. I'm sorry. I get that there's injuries going on and you can make some excuses. You can't lose four in a row to a bunch of frauds. And
yes,
that's what the Astros did.
Yeah.
I mean, even with all the injuries, are they worse than Seattle to the tune of they should lose four games in a row?
No,
that's my question.
That's
of course
what I mean.
Not. You have to find a way to win one game. And they had such a great, like, 30 minutes when in the eighth inning, Correa turns one of the best double plays that you will see all year long, basically. I mean, just a complete momentum-changing play when he dives, flips the ball to Marwin, gets a huge double play. Then they have a great, I mean, a tremendous bottom of the eighth inning where they got a couple of guys on. You know, Correa with that check swing. Gattis had a great at-bat. He gets a sack fly, just a legitimately terrific inning, and then just blown to a guy who spells his name with an O instead of an A. Terrible.
I'm glad that you hate that.
I know. It really bothers me. It really, I cannot express how much this bothered me. Like, they, after the eighth inning, they should have won the game. They should have won the game. And then Osuna, who has all these other issues, comes in, and the least that he can do is find a way to get three outs. Can't get three outs. His manner seem really bothers me. Because here's the other part. If the Astros somehow blew this division to either Oakland or Seattle, which is unfortunately more of a possibility than it was, let's say, obviously Thursday or Friday, those teams aren't doing anything in the playoffs. I mean anything. Those teams have no chance against the Red Sox or the Yankees. Those teams will decimate the A's and the Mariners. Mark that down. Book that. You wouldn't be losing this division to teams that are like up and coming and they're going to make the ALCS. They will be crushed by the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Indians.
How much is it, by the way, you keep mentioning Ryan Healy without mentioning that it's actually Ryan Healy, and you're talking about the O instead of an A. And
yes.
I kind of hear it as Ryan, like O, like it's pronounced, because you say Ryan or Ryan. I guess I always hear Ryan. Do you pronounce his name with the O? Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan instead of Ryan?
Like a typical Ryan. Yeah. It's a terrible spelling.
I'm okay. I kind of like it. So look, you gotta have his web domain is easy to get. He doesn't have to pay extra for it. Nobody thought like, oh, I'm gonna lock down.
Well, there is that.
Ryan Healy.
Terrible series.
This is the thing. Jake Marisnyk over the last week has been your best hitter. That's what the Astros bats have been doing. Jake Marisnyk has been the best Astro at the plate over the last week.
That is problematic.
That's problematic. But Tyler White. Tyler White has been somewhat of a revelation in the month of August.
I won't complain about him.
If I'm gonna focus on positives here. That you get Correa back. Correa looks like, oh man. Remember last year when Correa came back from injury and it took a while for him to round into form? This is a much faster return to form for Carlos Correa. Altuve, he'll be back eventually.
Sure. Eventually? Yeah. Maybe.
Does AJ Hinch get a little upset and annoyed at everybody? I feel like AJ Hinch is upset that people like Altuve. Like, yeah, they like Altuve. They want news. And AJ Hinch is getting annoyed because he has to get up and say
the same thing
every time. Marisnyk, okay, whatever, Marisnyk. And what are the other positives? I'm missing some positives here.
Well, Keuchel's been one of the best pitchers in the league.
Oh, Keuchel, there you go. Keuchel only gives up one earned run yesterday. Chances of Verlander having the same performance he had the other night are almost zero. And what are the other positives I'm missing? Am I missing some positives?
I got to think about it. I mean, you know, Bregman is still really,
Bregman's
really
doing
good.
Well. Osuna hasn't been arrested. Everything's fine. All right, Osuna, like, largely for the most part, what was the reception for Osuna? There was some clapping when he got some outs. There wasn't really, like, any booing and or cheering when he was announced. Like, largely a tepid response to Osuna.
I think
nothing extreme on either side.
I think in general it's been like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get much of a reception because he came in at a blowout. And then, you know, he's pitched. And obviously, you're going to cheer for him because you got to get outs.
Well, so, you're cheering him or you're cheering the out. I think you're cheering the out.
I think you're cheering the out, too. I'd agree with that.
You know, like, it's not like, it's like a golf clap. So like, hey, good. I wanted an out. It's not like, hey, I got a golf clap for the alleged domestic abuser. We're not sure exactly what happened, but
yeah.
Yay.
Hasn't been much of a response from the home crowd. Yeah.
Now, you both are way too calm. You both are way too calm right now. Well, I thought, Mike, you're getting a little worked up.
I'm frustrated.
Mike, look at the schedule ahead. Okay, now, I didn't want to have to do this. Again, it's August 14th, but you know what? Damn it, we're talking about baseball in August, so guess what? Look, what's that? What's that over there? Ooh, there's a glass pane over it. Bam! I am pressing the panic button. Take a look at the schedule the rest of this month.
Yep.
Rockies twice at home. The Rockies are good.
That's at home. Astros are good at home.
Yeah, they're so good at home right now. Oh, the God.
Regression of the mean.
A road series. The Astros plays well on the road against the A's, who are red hot. The Mariners, who, I don't know. the A's at the end of the month, August 27th through 29th, and then you're in Boston against the Buzzsaw Red Sox, who are so bored during games.
You skip the homestand.
The Angels. Yeah. I don't care about the Angels. Let's talk about the teams that matter, the Paul Gallant teams that actually matter. The Mariners, congratulations, you've made it into the teams that actually matter per Paul Gallant power rankings.
When do they play the Yankees again? They're falling.
They don't play the Yankees again.
They're done with the Yankees.
They actually end kind of in a unique way. They play Toronto for three on the road, and they play at four on the road in Baltimore against a team that's been, I'm guessing, the worst or second worst team in the league.
That's going to be a fun one. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait until Osuna makes an appearance against Toronto.
We have to wait until all the moralizing. You have to get past. And in September, you also have to play the Diamondbacks for three at home, which is great. And the Mariners for three at home. But then you go to
Oh, so he's not allowed to go back up there.
No, probably not.
So is Osuna gets a break, right?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Is he not allowed to go back?
Is he banned from Canada?
I don't know.
I mean, he was there.
I read a blurb or something about that.
I think the Charges have to be official before he gets banned. And also, they have a three-game road series against the Red Sox.
You know what they should do? You know what Toronto should do?
What's that?
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say this. Never mind.
Let me just say,
there's a way they could keep Osuna out of the park. So they keep going.
The Red Sox are so bored. They had Chris Sale pitch five innings with 12 strikeouts, and they pulled him after five innings.
Well,
that's how bored they are.
He had a pitching
limit. He pitched 68 pitches.
Yeah.
They are bored.
That was under the limit, yes.
That was under the limit. The limit was 100.
Here's the one thing. Both in 2015 and last year, the Astros have gone through stretches that have been bad late in the season. 2015, it was in September early. And then last year was obviously during this month of August when they were really banged up. But what they have not done is they played seven games against the Rangers and Seattle at home, and they have not found a way to win one game. One game. Mm-hmm. If they had won two, you'd have been like, all right, that's a bad stretch. They would have won two. That would have made two whole games in the standings. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah, the Rangers, what if they could be spoilers? Would that be like a winning season for them, pretty much?
I guess the
Rangers could be spoilers to the Astros.
I mean,
you're going to find your glimmer of sunshine. Is that your second place finish at the? I know, but if they ended up being the difference,
yeah.
Being able to say like, hey, look at us, look at that.
Maybe
we spoiled it for them.
Maybe they will find a way to. I guess they could spoil it by just losing to Seattle or Oakland. But if they play spoiler in the normal way, then they can help you out.
When do the Astros play the Red Sox?
The Astros play the Red Sox the same weekend that the Texans play the New England Patriots in Boston,
September 7th
through September 9th. Yes.
It's going to be a good day.
That will be a great weekend to go travel up there.
Potentially good day.
Assuming that the Astros don't, vomit a little bit more. They're playing well on the road. I'll give them credit for that.
They've been great.
I mean, they actually play enough competent teams the rest of the way for now the standings where they are, where the A's, who keep on winning, they've won 8 of their last 10, are 2.5 games back. Mariners are just 4 games back. And Mike, you're exactly right. They allowed the Mariners to resuscitate themselves.
Hey, big experiment I want to try that weekend when both the Texans and the Astros are up in Boston is, you always see these videos on YouTube of like Boston fans attacking people wearing Yankees jerseys and everything, and they're all the people of the Southeast love to act like they're tough and everything.
I want to hire
like 10 roided up ex-MMA fighters to go up wearing like Texans and Astros jerseys and just walk around with a camera following them and see what happens.
What are those fake tattoos called? Are they henna tattoos? The ones that like last for like a week or something like that? I feel like everyone that goes
Chad Henny tattoos. I've got three.
I feel like everyone should go to Fenway or to Gillette and just wear a bunch of this fake tattoos and see what happens.
Like face tattoos and everything, looking like prison tats.
Yeah. Look like really hard and see what the response is comparatively.
Is Boston known as a place that's going to be tough for someone to walk around in like a Deshaun Watson jersey
Boston's
that weekend?
Boston's known as a place where guys act really, really tough because they segregate the hell out of the neighborhoods. So it's like, yeah, hey, you stupid white guy, look at how tough I am. And then the other white guy's like, yeah, you stupid white guy. And then Yankees, no, Sox. And then they fight.
That will be an exciting weekend, though. I look forward to that.
Hopefully, it's an extremely segregated city. You look at like the racial breakdown, the ethnic background of Boston. And it's like, oh, here's where the realtors are allowed to show houses.
Yes.
Whereas in Houston, we basically it's like Shangri-La up in here.
It's going to be a fun weekend because the Astros are going to be fighting for a wild card spot against the Red Sox that weekend.
The panic button has been sounded. Don't say that.
Hey, at least we look. And if I'm wrong, please, I would like to be wrong. But when I'm right.
You're actually pressing the panic button.
I'm lightly pressing on the panic button.
Yeah, but you can hover over the panic button, but the panic button is largely related to the injury issues. It's Jose Altuve. The panic button is attached partially to to, let's say, why is my brain not working yet? Oh, it's Monday morning. I forgot.
There you go.
It's attached to various people's tendons and ligaments.
Hey, I don't disagree. I am every single day, I am more and more nervous about Altuve.
That's totally fair.
And then when he comes back out, how long is it going to take him to get back to the guy who's their best hitter?
In September, and Lance will be back in September. The whole crew will be back.
Everybody, I feel better about Lance and Altuve.
And thriving, because at least you know what's going on with Lance.
Yes.
He had check out the podcast. He had to, you blame the National League for Lance.